everybody, and I want to welcome you to another episode of Lounging with Lo. As always, it's your friend Lo today. Thank you so much for joining me today. If this is your first time tuning in to my show, a really big warm welcome to you. And if you are my seasoned listeners, a great welcome back. As I always mention in my episodes, I want to invite you guys to connect with me on social media. That's including Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I want you guys to also send me emails. My email is on those platforms as well. So if you want to share with me any of your thoughts on my work, any topics that you want me to talk about in future episodes, or even ideas that I could improve on, or even the show can improve on, that would be wonderful because your feedback is incredibly important to me. All right. Now, guys, we're going to talk about one of my favorite TV drama series, Castle. Castle aired on ABC in March 2009 and ended in May 2016. Sad. I love this show because of the banter between Richard Castle and Detective Catherine Beckett. Their relationship bloomed every season and I wanted them to get together. Oh, that reminds me. If you have never heard of the show or are very curious about it, or if you're just a big super fan like me, you're in for a treat in this episode. Now, as I always mention, as my disclaimer, if you have not seen the show, I recommend that you stop the podcast, go find it on any of your platforms for streaming services, go watch it, and then come back because there are going to be some spoilers. Before we dive into the topics of today's episode from Castle, I want to talk about what Castle is about. Castle is about a mystery novelist named Richard Castle. And for his next series of books, he decides to shadow a police detective named Catherine Beckett. They first met on a case that mimicked one of his books in the murders of the victims. He was able to help solve the case. Castle and Beckett became partners solving crimes while bringing humor, heart, and drama to every case. You may be asking, Lo, why is Castle so special, and why should I even watch it? Okay, well, that's a very excellent question. Here's your answer. It's got the best of everything. Mystery, drama, tender moments, and humor. Richard and Catherine are complete opposites of what made it. It's because of what that's what made it more interesting. They didn't always get along, but as the series progressed, so does their relationship. Kate, which is Catherine, is usually annoyed with Richard, but she must admit he was a big help. Richard brings a different perspective to the case, because as a writer, he always has to know the story and why either the victim, suspect, or the killer did what they did. Speaking of Richard and Catherine, or Kate Beckett, let's talk about the characters, shall we? The main character, as I mentioned, is Richard Castle. Now, Richard Castle is a best-selling mystery novelist, a loving son and father to Alexis, who is his teenage daughter, and he can be a bit of a troublemaker. He has two ex-wives, and here's a twist. One of them is his publisher. No pressure there, Richard. His character grows from being the troublemaker playboy to a gentleman that cares about others. He is played by the actor Nathan Fillion. I'm sure that most of my listeners know this name because he is well known in the sci-fi world as Captain Malcolm or Mal Reynolds in both the Firefly TV series and the film Serenity. Nathan majored in art and minored in drama at the University of Alberta, which is in Canada. And he was involved in improv theater. Now, he moved to New York in 1994 to pursue an acting career and landed him a role on the soap opera One Life to Live. And he was on there for 3 years. Now, he was nominated for a Daytime Emmy and Soap Opera Digest Award in 1996, and because of the role that he played. Now, he was also in the film Saving Private Ryan, which obviously, if I remember correctly from looking at the research here, he was the wrong Private Ryan. He was with Tom Hanks and Matt Damon. That was in 1998 after he left One Life to Live. And then he got the main role in the sitcom Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place from 1998 to 2001 with Ryan Reynolds. And in 2006, he won the Best Actor Sci-Fi Genre Award for the Firefly series, even though the show went off the air around 3 years. Let's talk about Detective Catherine Kate Beckett. Like I said, she's also known as Kate. She is an extraordinary character. She is a tough, intelligent, kind, and relatable detective, police detective, I should say, with a backstory. In the series, she talks about why she became a cop. Her mother was murdered in an alley, and it broke her and her father. She has a ring that reminds her of her mother, and a stunning, expensive watch that reminds her of her dad. The reason she talks about these two items is because it reminds her of what the life that she lost and the life that she saved. The ring was her mother, which symbolizes the life that she lost, and the dad of the life that she saved. If you watch that particular episode, you'll understand the reasoning why about her dad. When she first became a cop, she spent every waking moment trying to find her mother's killer. But it took her to a place that took her a very, very long time to get over, mentally. So she can relate to the families of the victims and does her very best to get justice for them while she has yet to discover justice for her life. Stana Katic plays this character, and I must say she did an amazing job bringing the emotion, banter, drama into Kate and the TV series. Stana comes from a family from Yugoslavia, but lived in Canada most of her life. She studied international relations, economics, and pre-law at University of Toronto's Trinity College, and then went to DePaul University Goodman School of Drama and the Beverly Hills Playhouse Acting School to study acting. In the episode where Kate suffered PTSD, or what we call post-traumatic stress disorder, Stana won the PRISM Award at the mental health category. This episode really showed the emotion of Kate after the trauma that happened to her at the end of season 3. I don't want to give all the spoilers out to that. I really want you to watch the series, and particularly that episode, then you'll understand why this, you gotta watch it. The supporting characters that are on the series as well, we can't forget about these guys. Martha Rogers, that's Richard's mother, who is a former Broadway actress. Alexis, who is Castle's teenage daughter. She is wise beyond her years. Kevin Ryan and Javier Esposito, these are the detectives that work with Beckett at the NYPD. Captain Roy Montgomery, Dr. Lainey Parrish, who is the medical examiner, and Captain Victoria Iron Gates. Iron Gates is her nickname, by the way. These characters play significant parts in the episodes as well. So these characters are a family because they have each other's back and support each other through challenging times. An example of this dynamic is in season 5 when Kevin had to go back undercover. Javier had a bad feeling and tried to talk Kevin out of it. But Kevin didn't listen, and in the end, Kevin brought out his crew to arrest the suspects along with keeping his friends safe. Another example is how Kate, Castle, Esposito, and Ryan came together to keep the secret of how the man that trained them, Captain Roy Montgomery, gave his life to protect Kate from the people involved in her mother's murder. Again, you will watch that. You'll figure out why he did that. Castle shows many themes. As I mentioned in this season, we're going to talk about themes and music throughout the series. Opposites attract, power of partnership, solving mysteries, balancing personal and professional lives, romance and vulnerability, family dynamics, and growth and redemption. Let's break this down, shall we? Opposites attract. This shows the dynamic between Castle and Beckett because, again, she is serious and methodical, where he's just playful and creative. This shows a difference that can lead to powerful teamwork, powerful partnership that emphasizes the value of their collective strength to achieve a common goal, which is solving the murder using Castle's storytelling and Beckett's investigative skills. An example of emotion and vulnerability is Beckett talking about her mom's murder and opening herself up to someone she trusts to talk about it. Another example is the slow relationship of Castle and Beckett because Castle loved her, but she took longer to fall in love with him. She loved Castle, but kept it to herself, while everyone else could see it.
Girl, I'm gonna smack you. You work side by side every day. He writes a sex scene in his book about you that had me reaching for ice water. Now little Miss Bride shows up. Don't tell me you're not the least bit jealous.
Oh, please. You've been inhaling too many autopsy fluids.
Honey, just because you can't see what's going on doesn't mean everyone else doesn't see what's going on.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. I see it. You may not, but I do.
And then Beckett just then let her feelings take over and begin the relationship with Castle. Family dynamics between Martha, Alexis, and Castle bring the warmth of family along with humor and showcases family support and the generational differences between them. Now, we're going to talk about some iconic episodes, but before we do that, let's talk about the music. Again, if you remember from the music episode, it sets the scene and the characters' emotions. We need to thank Robert Duncan for the composition of Castle, from the theme song to the music for the 165 episodes out of 173. Thank you so much, Mr. Robert Duncan. He has music in his blood, and it's all because of his great-grandfather who arranged music for silent films in England. Other relatives were associated with two of England's famous composers, Ralph Vaughan Williams and Benjamin Britten. Robert attended the Claude Watson School of the Performing Arts as a child, and in the sixth grade, he discovered his talent after composing his first piece of music. At the age of 16 in high school, he landed his first gig scoring a promotional video. For the local Board of Education. In 2001, he moved to Los Angeles because he wanted to do more with his talent and got his start with the series Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I'm sure you guys have heard that show before. I've heard of it. I've never watched it myself, but that's where he got his start. After the show ended, he did other projects like Lie to Me and SWAT, but he is best known for Castle. Now here comes the moment you all have been waiting for. Castle has the most iconic scenes that fans will probably remember. Season 1, the pilot, where we first meet Kate and Castle, that set the tone of the show, showing their chemistry. And the season finale episode of the season where Kate talks about her mother's murder, which becomes the series' first important storyline. Season 2 was the season finale where it left us with a cliffhanger. Episode 3 had two iconic episodes, episodes titled Down and Knock Out. Knock Down is where Beckett came face to face with the man that killed her mother. And Knock Out was the season finale of revealing truth about two characters. How you thought I was going to tell? No. I don't want to spoil anything for my listeners who have not watched the show before. Season 4 had two iconic episodes, Rise and Always. Rise is the outcome of season 3's finale. The season finale Always was a game changer because Castle and Beckett finally make a decision about their personal relationship. You will have to watch season 5 all the way to the end of season 8 to find out the aftermath and the rest of their relationship as well. I don't want to give everything away. Here's a cool fact that I wanted to share with you guys. Four actors and actresses, I should say, from this show have connections to the DC Comics universe. I think I mentioned this before in the very first episode when I was just trying to start out. I was talking about Castle. Stana Katic, who is Beckett, again, she is the voice of Talia al Ghul in the Batman Arkham City, as well as Lois Lane in Superman Unbound. Nathan Fillion and Susan Sullivan, who plays Martha, which is his mother, have voiced recurring characters on the Justice League animated series and select animated DC Universe movies, most notably Hal Jordan, who is Green Lantern, and Queen So sorry if I say these names incorrectly, so just bear with me here. Hippolyta von Themyscira, respectfully, and Molly Quinn, who plays Alexis, who is his daughter, voiced Kara El and Supergirl in Superman Unbound. Additionally, Adam Baldwin, who had a cameo as a detective on the show, had voiced several Justice League characters, as have Michael Dorn. Now, Michael Dorn, that name sounds familiar to all my sci-fi people, too. That is Lieutenant Commander Worf. And Robert Picardo, who have recurring roles on Castle. The actress who plays Ryan's wife on the show, Juliana Dever, that is Seamus Dever's, who's played by Kevin Ryan on the show. That's his real wife. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Another fun fact I wanted to let you guys know about the show is that we're talking about Beckett's mother's murder, right? So it estimates that Beckett was about 19 years old when her mom was murdered. So in the episode Rise, it's mentioned that Beckett was probably around the age of 31. So since episodes appear to be set in the year which they were aired, which would be like 2009, 2010 till 2016, it can be assumed that Beckett was actually born in 1980. And in the episode Always, Beckett visits her mother's grave, which the headstone reads, "She died in 1999. Why is Castle so special to me? And why do I love it so much? I'm going to tell you why. When I first started watching the series, I can't remember where I started the season from. I can't remember. I can't remember if it was like the end of season 3 to season 4. I can't remember. But there was a episode in season 4 named The Blue Butterfly. This is my favorite episode because it shows present day when they're solving a murder and it flashback in time, in the time of the 40s, to help put the pieces together of the murder. I loved how each character, Ryan, Esposito, Lainey, Kate, Castle, Alexis, and Martha played a part in the 40s flashback, and they did an amazing job on it. To all my Castle fans out there, if there are any out there, if you want to share with me your favorite episode or your favorite moment on the show, I want you to share it with me so I can let the world know how awesome this show is. It doesn't air, it doesn't show anymore, it ended in 2016. From what I've heard, the rumors where they were trying to do a 9th season, but unfortunately some things fell through and it never, aired again, which I'm really sad about, but you know, life goes on. That's okay. Guys, I want to thank you so much for joining me on this episode, talking about Castle, and I hope that this series will become a favorite of yours as it has with me. I want you to join me next time as we dive into the topic of the iconic movie couples as well as TV couples. You don't want to miss out on that. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Have a wonderful day, and as always, let's lounge together. Bye, guys.